Wilkerson did not practice. He's questionable. Leggett did not practice. He's out. He's got a knee. It swelled up after practice last night. So we'll get further tests run. Yes.
Wilkerson is, you might need to see him on Sunday. Same thing.
Yeah, same as last week.
Everybody else full?
Yes.
Don't be no. How good is it to have all three of your running backs?
It's always good to be healthy. So, we got them all.
How much did you miss Powell?
I say we missed him. The other two can play. You just missed the dynamics of him. You know, he can make some plays. Obviously, the other two can as well, but it's always good to have three of them healthy.
Is this something that Jordan could possibly season here?
Or? Don't know. He got to run further tests, and I'll have a better answer next week.
Was the specific play in practice, or was it just?
No, just swelled up and just reacted.
When you look at the last 2 weeks, the running game, what do you think has been missing?
Well, just consistency. It's been up and down. You like to run the ball all the time. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you get behind. Sometimes they make a good play. Sometimes we miss a block. You just got to be more consistent.
Is that blocking? Is that running?
That's all the above.
Curly had kind of that uncanny streak on 17 targets and catches in a row. Have you seen something like that before, or one of them in your coaching?
I can't say I have. I didn't really look at it that way and see about the target thing, so I hadn't really thought about it.
So. When you look at that, you know, there's so many things that can happen, obviously, whether it's a tip pass or, you know, a bad pass or a drop or anything like that. I mean, what do you make of it? What does that tell you about Curly when you see that?
Nothing. They just have a lot of chemistry. You know, Curly always can catch the ball. He's got a great attention to detail in the football game, and him and Josh have developed a great chemistry.
How did they develop that chemistry so quickly, considering that Curly wasn't here until, you know, so late in the process?
Well, just practice. It's work in progress. It's practice, and they seem to be hooking up all the time. The way the coverage is read out for Josh, he happens to find them.
He's, you know, told us early in the year when he got here that he had actually reached out to you, you know, wanting to come back here. Is that something that happens often, or is that more of a rarity? I mean, generally, it seems like it's an agent that reaches out to Mike or something like that.
It's usually a rarity, but, you know, I have a good relationship with him, so it wasn't hard.
I think he said somebody's been in like 7 different offenses. How much does that help him grasp what you guys do here?
Every offense is different. Again, that just shows how smart he is. Obviously, if he can get those many offenses in his system at the same time, the terminology is different everywhere, but it just shows how smart a football player he is.
What have you learned about your team for the first 6 weeks here that you didn't know before the season?
I don't want to say I learned too much. I knew they were tough and they were going to fight, mentally tough, and I knew we had some things to get better at, but we're getting better probably faster. No, I thought it would take mid-season, but we're getting better early on, so the mistakes have lessened and lessened, so we just got to keep working at it.
Why do you think that is?
Just the maturity and the chemistry of the guys, the credit to them coming to work every day.
Well, the Dolphins have the third best rushing defense in the league. What do you notice about what they do up front, and how much of a challenge is it going to be to run the ball soon?
Well, they got some good players, number one. They got a good scheme, and they're very tough up front. They got 3 starters back as well, which is going to help them with Phillips, Timmons, and Maluga. So they're going to be tough up front. It's not going to be easy to run. We just got to keep grinding out.
Would you say this week is where you look to pass the ball more than normal because of how tough they are?
We got to try to run the ball regardless of how tough they are up front. We just got to keep plugging away at it.
What have you seen out of Darren Lee over the last 4 weeks? A rough day in Oakland, but it seems like he's making some more plays over the last 4 weeks. What have you seen? How do you assess him as a player?
I see him the same as I saw him in the beginning of the season. He had 2 mistakes in the beginning of the season that he shouldn't have made, but other than that, he's been playing good football. His experience and game by game and his knowledge of the game, and he's playing a lot faster, but he's been playing the same for me since day one.
In the last few years, you talked a lot about him sort of harnessing the energy. He plays with a lot of passion out there. How have you seen him sort of do that, harness that energy?
Well, it's a hard thing to do because you don't want to take away nobody's enthusiasm, but you got to know what's getting ready to happen to you before you can show all that enthusiasm. I think he's done a good job with that.
Wilkerson, I know in the past he said the injuries haven't been an issue, but is there you got to think some of why his production has been diminished is he's battling these things every week, so physically.
Yeah, he is.
And you...
It's football. That's everybody in the league, and everybody's battling something. Some can play with them, some can't. So you can play. There's no excuses. If you can't, you get an excuse.
Has there been a thought at all of just giving him a week or two break just to let him
go? There's been a thought. We discuss it day by day and week by week and go from there. Well, we don't make anybody play that doesn't want to play.
No,
we understand
the
injury
that.
Standpoint. It's been thought of, but it's been good enough to play on Sunday thus far. We'll see this Sunday, so we'll go from there.
How much of a factor is him not practicing in that eventual season? Because I don't usually like to see guys practice.
You want to see everybody practice just from a chemistry standpoint. Mo's been in the league a while. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. He's been in the scheme almost 3 years now. If he's capable of playing, we'll play him.
Or is he just getting better, staying the same?
They're not getting any worse. I can't tell you if they're getting better or not.
One more question.
Todd, what have you seen
of
Justin Burrs?
Well, right now he's playing special teams. Roberts has been playing better, so Roberts plays, but Justin will get his opportunity. He works hard in practice every day, so we have a lot of faith in him.
Thank you.